The Minister of State for ICT and National Guidance, Honorable Godfrey Kabianga, has reaffirmed the government's resolve on the continued suspension of Facebook in Uganda until it meets the regulations. Addressing journalists at the Uganda Media Center yesterday, Honorable Kabianga emphasized that on entity, including global tech giants or the local press, is exempt from state oversight, adding that all should know that Uganda is operating in a regulated ecosystem that should not be abrogation as it was in around 2020-2021. Facebook, now Meta, was blocked in Uganda in January 2021 after the platform removed hundreds of accounts linked to the Ministry of ICT and pro-government influencers ahead of the general elections. Honorable Kabianga speaking.
All of you should know that we are operating in a regulated ecosystem. Even you here, journalists, you are operating in a regulated ecosystem. You know that Media Council is supposed to regulate you, and therefore you are supposed to perform your duties ethically and professionally. That's regulation. If you don't, then we can stop you from practicing journalism in Uganda, even when you think it is your freedom to be a journalist. And therefore, the closure of Facebook was informed by abrogation of certain regulations within the country.
The minister also issued a stern warning regarding the use of digital platforms to advertise uncertified goods and spread misinformation, citing the Computer Misuse Act as a primary tool for enforcement. Honorable Kabianga.
You are not supposed to forward misinformation, wrong information, any information that, for instance, is not in line with the country's values. So even advertising uncertified products using a computer on any platform is also a crime.
Honorable Kabianga revealed that the negotiations between the government and Meta have been ongoing for nearly 4 years without a final resolution.